Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Matt Harrison, is the author of our Book of the Month for March, Why Am I Joyfully Lutheran? Instruction, Meditation, and Prayers on Luther's Small Catechism. This new devotional resource is available in print and as an ebook. Learn more about Why Am I Joyfully Lutheran at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040 and request the Issues Etc. Book of the Month. Why Am I Joyfully Lutheran?
I was there every Sunday, 8 a.m. for Catholic Mass. My parents eventually got tired of all the rules and turned Lutheran. They found that dull and went back to Catholic.
We shouldn't basically create a child library where parents check out their kids like books, you know, for a couple of hours at night or on the weekends. Families should mean something.
We might also then be able to think a little bit more reasonably about why it is that our Lord did choose to have men in the ministry as his representatives, because it is a kind of a spiritual warfare for which we are particularly suited.
Remember that the same Lord who spared Nineveh destroyed Sodom. That is to say that his patience is not without an end.
While snow blowing our driveways, hardy Minnesotans love to listen to Issues Etc.
Now, if I understand biblical prophecy correctly, the key to understanding what's going on when God spoke by the prophets, as we confess in the Creed, is that the sum and substance of all biblical prophecy is the person and work of Jesus Christ. Whatever was being predicted, either directly or indirectly, was pointing us toward the person and work of Jesus Christ, and especially for those prophecies that a lot of people get misdirected on from the Old Testament. If you remember that Christ is the sum and substance of all biblical prophecy, that he is the one who is telling his story through the prophets, he's the one who spoke by the prophets with the Holy Spirit, then you don't go astray so much on prophecy. But what are we supposed to do with modern day prophets for whom the sum and substance of their prophecy is really quite different? Greetings and welcome back to Issues Etc., coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. It's This Week in Pop Christianity. Today, we're going to be talking about New Apostolic Reformation leader Larry Sparks and the Library of Unfulfilled Prophecies. Pastor Chris Roseborough will be our guest. A little bit later, we'll play Issues Etc., Soundbite of the Week. That's the game where we like to play four sound bites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. You listen, and then you give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and your votes decide which will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Joining us for This Week in Pop Christianity, Pastor Chris Roseborough. He's pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Todd.
Who is Larry Sparks, and what is Destiny Image Publishing House?
We'll start with Destiny Image Publishing House first. It's a major charismatic publishing house that a lot of the leaders within what is called the New Apostolic Reformation, this is where they get their books and their prophecies and their strategic plannings and all the things that they do. Destiny Image is the one who publishes them. And Larry Sparks works with and for Destiny Image. And he's kind of an up-and-comer within the charismatic movement himself. Not only does he work in publishing the so-called prophets of today, he claims to receive direct revelation from God himself, not as often as other people, but he does claim that God directly speaks to him.
Give us an overview of how important the idea of prophecy is in pop Christianity, and especially in this influential movement called the New Apostolic Reformation.
So one of the things that the New Apostolic Reformation stakes its reputation on is the belief that God in our lifetime, Todd, you and I, it's been a few decades now, but in our lifetime has restored his prophets to the earth. And this is part of some new move of God that he's doing. And then shortly after that, he's restored his apostles to the earth as well. And so prophecy becomes a vital part of churches who buy into this belief. If you believe in ongoing prophets, then the way they put it is that God doesn't do anything in the world unless he first reveals it to the prophets. And they're taking a verse from the Old Testament out of context in that statement. And so prophecy becomes a vital part of these churches, not only receiving prophecies for your church, whichever movement your church may be a part of, but also individuals are supposed to be receiving prophecies which reveal to them their destiny, their assignment from God, and things like that. And so receiving these individual prophecies and corporate prophecies is part and parcel of these churches, because they really kind of get stuck on this idea. We don't want to get stuck on the old revelation, the old wineskins. We want to have fresh words from God as well, and we need to know what the heart of God is for right now. What is God dreaming for our generation? This is the way they talk.
So this naturally creates a very low view of Holy Scripture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Holy Scripture, by definition, is an old wineskin. It's not a fresh revelation. But one of the things that I've noted over and again on my program, as well as a segment that we do on our YouTube channel, is that the so-called prophecies that people are giving, they don't make any sense. There's kind of a formula that they use. I call it word salad. And a few years back, I actually put together what we call the Fighting for the Faith Prophecy Bingo Card Generator. And on our YouTube channel, from time to time, we do these segments. We call it Prophecy Bingo. And I encourage people to go to our website, grab a prophecy bingo card. And what we've done is we've taken like the top 150 buzzwords that we hear over and over again from today's so-called prophets, and put them into bingo cards, so that as we're listening to so-called fresh prophecies from people, oftentimes with the beginning of the month, you know, you'll get people coming out and saying that they're, you know, they're prophesying. And so, you know, what we do is we encourage people to play prophecy bingo. When you hear one of the buzzwords, you click it off on your bingo card, and then people, when they get a bingo, they take a screenshot and send it to me. But I happen to have one of these prophecy bingo cards open, and I can actually demonstrate using a prophecy bingo card how the prophecies kind of work today. And so somebody will say, oh, the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to me right now that he wants to release a new wave and a new season that will help you break free and experience activation so that you can have your destiny come to you and you can prosper. And that God is releasing mantles right now via divine appointment, and you need to seize and activate your Kairos moment so that you can move in the stream and the river of what God wants to do right now. Now, all of that prophecy, as goofy as it sounded, that's exactly what we hear from today's so-called prophets. And over and again, the fact that we have these rehashing of particularly overused buzzwords demonstrates the point that this has nothing to do with pointing people to Christ, calling them to repent of their sins, and to and trust Christ for their forgiveness and reconciliation with God. In fact, in Jeremiah chapter 23, God explicitly points out the fact that false prophets tell people what they want to hear, and that those who have his word, they turn people from their sins to the God who is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and the one who pardons iniquity. And so what really today's prophets within the charismatic and NAR churches have become are Christianized versions of psychics and tarot card readers and fortune tellers. That's really what they've become.
So what are we going to hear first from good old Larry Sparks?
All right. So Larry Sparks, in these sound bites, he's appearing on the Jim Baker Show. So we're going to hear Jim Baker, Lori Baker, and he's the interviewee. And in this first bite, he's going to be talking about how prophecies are conditional, at least modern day prophecies. We'll let him explain.
That's excellent, the way you put
there,
it.
What is the new era you're talking about?
Well, for 2,000 years, I mean, I'm a little bit of a revival history kind of geek. I don't know how else to say it. I got my Master of Divinity from Regent studying church history and renewal. And for the last 2,000 years, we've been in a season where we've seen revival after revival, awakening after awakening. And a lot of them have not been sustained. A lot of them, you see, they start in this year and they end in this year. And I'm like, God, why aren't we seeing revival sustained? And now all of a sudden you have all these people prophesying, Tim Sheets, Dutch Sheets, Chuck Pierce, Lana Wasser, talking about a new era. I'm like, God, I don't want hype. I don't want something that's repackaged in new language that we've been saying year after year after year. Because can I just, I'm going to have a therapy moment right here on stage. Like, as a prophetic person, a prophet, for the last several years, just being honest, okay? Mm-hmm. We need to be honest about this stuff.
Yes.
I've heard a lot of words, a lot of prophetic words from people I trust and respect, and I know they're globally recognized prophets. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm hearing the same word year after year, maybe repackaged in some other, in different language, of course. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, God, why aren't they happening? Yeah. Why aren't they coming to pass? And I started getting aggravated and frustrated, and the Lord said, Larry, the prophets will prophesy. And I'm like, okay, that's a no-brainer. Of course, the prophets will prophesy. He said, no, the prophets will keep prophesying. They will keep saying what I'm saying until people actually partner with the prophetic words, until my church, until my people actually live, think, function, act, and pray like that prophetic word is actually true. Because a prophetic word is conditional.
Okay, Chris, what history books was he reading?
I have no idea. I haven't read those ones.
That's not a great advertisement for the seminary he attended.
No. In fact, don't go to Regent is would be the subtext of that soundbite. So you're going to note that he says that God's prophecies are conditional, which Scripture teaches something quite different. And then he says that in order for them to come to pass, we have to believe that they're true. And somehow by doing that, according to him, and the, if you listen carefully back to the soundbite, he said, we activate these prophecies. But the fact that he lamented that he was doing his therapy moment where he feels like he's hearing the same words repackaged over and over and over again, this is the phenomena that led to the Fighting for the Faith prophecy bingo card, because I hear the same things over and over and over and over and over again. And everyone basically is recycling the same things. And so he asks, why aren't these things coming to pass? The answer is actually quite simple. Deuteronomy 18 says that a prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name that I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of another god, that prophet shall die. So if you say in your heart, how may we know the word that Yahweh has not spoken? When a prophet speaks in the name of Yahweh, if the word does not come to pass or come true, that is a word that Yahweh has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You need not be afraid of him. And then earlier in that chapter, it explains that the death penalty is the penalty for speaking a false prophecy in the ancient theocracy of Israel. So this is real simple. The reason why, the answer to his question, why are these prophecies not coming to pass? Answer. Because the people speaking them are false prophets, and I would defy you to like tangibly tell me what exactly they were prophesying in the first place. So many of these prophecies are insanely vague, and they're as clear as the sentence that I like to use over and again, and that is, blue sleeps faster than Tuesday. I mean, they may be grammatically correct in their structure, but there's no meaning behind the sentence itself, and that's how so much of today's prophecies take the shape that they take, even from the so-called internationally recognized prophets that Larry Sparks says that he trusts and listens to.
Does the New Apostolic Reformation, does it ever find a false prophet? I mean, is that simple, very, we could say, common sense test of a prophet from the Old Testament ever applied?
No, I've never seen it applied. The closest I've seen was at the beginning of this year when Cindy Jacobs said in her prophecy for the year of the Lord 2019 that this would be the year when God would reveal or expose what she calls the Google prophets. These are prophets who, when they're on stage, they give cold readings. But it turns out that the way they get their information for their cold readings is they Google up the names of the people who registered to attend these conferences and things like that. And then they take that information, go on Google, find out where they're from and stuff like that, and then use that to make it look like that they're hearing a word from the Lord. So that's the but Cindy Jacobs talking about the Google prophets is the closest I've ever heard anybody in the NAR say that there are actually false prophets or try to name somebody according to their deeds.
What are we going to hear next from Larry Sparks?
So he said that prophecies are conditional. In this next bite, he's going to explain then what is required for us to make God's prophecies actually occur and be fulfilled.
New Testament prophetic word. There are some things that, you know, Jesus is coming back. You can vote yes, you can vote no. Jesus is coming back.
Right.
That is an established, set in time prophetic word. But it is one of those things when you get personal prophecies, promises that you know are from the Lord, corporate prophecies, prophecies over nations, there is a responsibility. There is an obedience. And while I was here in this wonderful facility, I was up in the room and the Lord's like, I'm going to tell you how prophecy comes to pass. I said, okay. He said, look at Genesis 12 with Abram. Abram gets a word of the Lord. God tells him to go somewhere. He tells him to leave his family, leave that country and go to a different place. God gives him an instruction. God gives him this amazing promise. I'll bless you. I'll make you a great nation. And you know, we love those prophecies and promises of blessing. Mm-hmm. We love the prophecies that tell us of all the great things God is going to do. And then we get frustrated. Why isn't it happening? Well, Abram answers the question. You know what he did? It says, he did as the Lord instructed.
Mm.
He did as the Lord instructed. So that's why we have this Prophetic Words 2019 book. These aren't just words to encourage us, although they will, but these are words that invite us and summon us to participate with God through prayer, through activity, through obedience, because you know what? We've been in a new era since Pentecost. Pentecost was a new era 2,000 years ago when Holy Spirit came and was released into the earth. Yeah. But here's the deal. We've had revival after revival, awakening after awakening. Why aren't we seeing things sustained? Every revival was an invitation for the church to actually change its wineskin.
Mm.
Every revival was an invitation for Christianity to look different, mm-hmm. to actually change its operating system. Mm-hmm. To the degree that we accommodate what God is saying and doing, that is the degree to which we will step in to a new era.
Powerful. Good.
Larry. Chris, this has got to be incredibly frustrating to kind of the sane person listening to this, because you hear these prophecies that are, as you say, kind of the word salad, a mumbo jumbo of buzzwords. And you say, and then you hear a guy like Larry Sparks say, well, you have to be obedient to the prophecy before the prophecy. And I'm thinking, what am I supposed to be obedient to? I can't even make sense of what the prophet was saying, because all he's doing is stringing to like a really, really bad MBA student. He's just stringing buzzwords together.
Yep. That's one of the things we point out over and again is like, how am I supposed to obey this prophecy? And that's the other issue here. And so, and notice how many times he kind of stuck in there. Well, the Lord told me this, and the Lord said to me that. And so he's having these conversations with God. And then you look at the metaphor that he came up with, that every revival or renewal was an invitation for churches to basically upgrade their operating system, you know, vis-a-vis their wineskin. And so the reason why maybe, you know, confessional Lutheran churches look like they're running on Christianity 1.0, you know, maybe the old DOS system, is because we haven't taken the opportunity to upgrade our operating systems with all of these new revivals out there that we're supposed to partner with, activate, and obey. And none of this makes any sense at all. In fact, everything he just said, not only is it not biblical, there are clear passages of Scripture that straight up contradict the statements that he's teaching and the doctrines that he's teaching on this program.
We'll get to some of those on the other side of the break with Pastor Chris Rosebro. He is pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. We're talking about new apostolic reformation leader Larry Sparks and the Library of Unfulfilled Prophecies. Thanks to Harrison in Maidon, Tennessee, James in Normal, Illinois, and Elaine in Dearborn, Michigan for registering today for the 2019 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference June 7th and 8th in Chicago. It's an opportunity for you to meet some of your favorite Issues Etc. guests and listeners from around the world. Find out more about the premier conference for Christian laity at issuesetc.org or give us a call, 618-223-8385, the one and only 2019 Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 7th and Saturday, June 8th at Concordia University, Chicago. We'll be right back.
Remember when education was about the fundamental skills of reading, writing, and arithmetic? And about reading great literature and studying history to give our kids a model for what it is to be a good person? Memoria Press's Classical Christian Curriculum offers that very model for your homeschool. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR9. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Lord, help us ever to retain the catechism's doctrine plain.
What makes a church unique? Perhaps we should ask what makes a church faithful. Calvary Lutheran Church of Elgin, Illinois, continually learns Christ's doctrine, simply explained in the small catechism. This doctrine teaches us Christ crucified, who even today comes and serves his baptized children in word and sacrament to forgive, strengthen, and teach us for daily life. This, Christ's own work among us, makes and keeps Calvary Lutheran Church faithful. Visit us at clce.org.
Christ-centered, cross-focused, you're listening to Issues, etc.
We live in a perpetual revolution. The essence of our media's breathless headlines is not resistance to a particular regime or ruler, but a revolt against the very concept of civil order.
Aaron Wolf, executive editor of Chronicles Magazine, talking about his presentation at the Issues Etc. Making the Case conference.
We are now witness to the fact that civilization falls apart when its people abandon a shared belief in the permanent things, an enduring moral order established by God that exists outside of us.
You can meet and hear Aaron Wolf making the case for conservatism at our one and only 2019 Making the Case conference, Friday, June 7th and Saturday, June 8th in Chicago. Attendance is limited to 500. Find out more about the premier conference for Christian laity at issuesetc.org or give us a call 618-223-8385.
It really is kind of funny, he says, that what she has done will be remembered and that she'll be spoken of because of it. And then he doesn't tell us what her name is.
You can't act like a peacock if you know that nobody is looking at you.
There is some truth to the criticism that we don't want to do our disciplines just for show. But I think the pendulum has completely swung in the other way, and we do our Christian freedom just for show.
Absolutely no progress has been made in explaining how complex functional systems could arise by random processes.
In about 15 minutes, we'll play Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You'll hear those soundbites in their entirety, and then your vote will decide which will be Soundbite of the Week. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, or sending us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org. In the meantime, it's This Week in Pop Christianity. We're talking about New Apostolic Reformation leader Larry Sparks and the Library of Unfulfilled Prophecies. Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. Chris, what's the last we're going to hear from Larry Sparks?
So Larry Sparks and Lori Baker are going to be talking about the Library of Unfulfilled Prophecy. And we'll on the other end of this, we'll talk about Isaiah 55 and what God actually says about his words. But we'll let them spin this out first.
God spoke to me driving home, about a 15-minute drive, spoke to me three things. I thought, well, I better check this Larry Sparks out and see who he is. He's preaching at Morningside on Gray Street. Tune you in. I couldn't grab a notepad fast enough. Look at these notes. I was just writing as fast as I could. Because Larry, you spoke the exact words that the Lord had just spoke to me in the car driving home. One of them was about the library and the dusty books.
Yeah.
The Lord had told me on the way home, go home, Lori. I need you to pull out all your old journals.
That's amazing.
You need to open your old journals. I talked to you about it the day before in the airport. I said, honey, I have journals that I have written so many things in even when you came to my church years ago and I spelled Jim Baker in my notebook with one K. I was like, in my journaling and in my note taking. And he told me that. And I turned on last night's service, and you talk about this library was dusty, and to go and find any of the old words spoken over you.
Well, what happened was the Lord, I don't get many visions. You know, I publish the prophets. I've had a handful. So when I get a vision, I pay a lot. I pay very close attention to it. What happened is the Lord gave me a vision of a library in heaven, very briefly. And I saw all these books. And it was beautiful. I'm obviously a parent. I have a kid. So I'm thinking of all these great Disney movies with these big sprawling libraries and the ladder that goes across. And I see these beautiful books, but they all had dust on them. And I asked the Lord, God, what are these books and why is there dust on them? He said, these are the books of unfulfilled prophecy.
Right. Mm.
And then later on, as we ministered last night, I just encourage you guys, you know, last night what happened is God interrupted what we wanted to do. Yeah. I had a sermon, God brought us into a place. Yeah. And I believe specifically, if you're believing for children to come home, yes. God had a word concerning that.
He did.
If you are 50 and above and you're wondering, God, what is my assignment? What is my call? Yeah. I believe God has an impartation, the Caleb spirit he wants to release into you and awaken and cause you to arise. But yeah, I believe God is stepping into that library. He's blowing off the dust, and it's time for us to go back, find those journals, find those words, find those promises, and say, Lord, it's time, no more delay, because I believe God wants to break that delay.
Right.
So explain that to us, Chris.
So this is another explanation for why the prophecies in your life that somebody prophesied over you haven't come true. Well, it's because they're in the library of unfulfilled prophecies, and God has to walk in and blow off the dust off those books. It's just absolutely absurd. One of the things that the charismatic movement and the NAR does is they keep people in a constant state of expectation and anticipation that now finally the thing that was prophesied will occur, or somebody will receive their breakthrough equaling a fulfillment of a prophecy. And you know what we've got, when you kind of put all of the different sound bites together, is nothing that's even a consistent or biblical teaching. And you'll note how everything depends upon us, and there's this sense of frustration because these things haven't come true, and why haven't they come true? But listen to what Isaiah, a real prophet, wrote in Isaiah 55, starting in verse 10. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, make it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower, bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty. It shall accomplish that for which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. And so the idea here is that God performs his word. God fulfills his word. If God were the one really behind the prophecies that people were receiving, there wouldn't be in heaven a library of unfulfilled prophecies. That doesn't make any sense. That's completely contrary to what God reveals regarding the potency of his word and the fact that he causes it to perform that for which he sent it. And so what these people are filling people's heads with is absolute nonsense. And these are examples of the explanations that are given within the charismatic movement as to why the prophecy that was spoken to you by Bill Hammond or Cindy Jacobs or Lou Engel or Bill Johnson, why that prophecy hasn't come true yet, because God hasn't gotten ready to do it yet, but he's going to do it in this upcoming season. He's blowing the dust off the books in the library of unfulfilled prophecies. But this is nonsense. The reason why these prophecies are unfulfilled is because God never gave them. And he is not bound to fulfill them at all, and he never will fulfill them because he has not promised to do so. God never makes a promise that he doesn't fulfill.
Any unfulfilled prophecies on fighting for the faith tonight?
We'll be covering this as well as some other NAR nonsense in tonight's episode of Fighting for the Faith.
You can listen to Chris Roseborough in Fighting for the Faith in about a half hour at 5 Central at piratechristian.com. Pastor Chris Roseborough is pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, thank you very much.
Thank you, Todd.
On the other side of the break, it's time to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We got four soundbites to play for you. One from Rebecca Curtis on why we remember an anonymous woman. Another from Dr. Anthony Esselin with a word for praise peacocks. Soundbite number three is from Pastor Jeff Hemmer, a proper use of Lenten disciplines, timely one there. And soundbite number four, Dr. Michael Behe on the scientific basis or lack thereof for biological evolution. We'll be playing the soundbites, and then we need you to vote 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Church music directors can find a new community at Prelude to Postlude, the CPH music blog. Learn helpful tips for managing music ministry and involving members, and meet the composers of some of your favorite new pieces. Plus, find suggestions of music to use for special services, and preview some of our newest works with free samples you can use at your church. Visit us at preludetopostlude.org.
Recently graduated from high school or college and looking for a chance to serve a community in need while sharing the good news of Jesus Christ? Lutheran Young Adult Corps may be for you. Lutheran Young Adult Corps provides opportunities for long-term, full-time service for 10 weeks through the summer or 10 months over the school year in places like St. Louis, Philadelphia, and Boston. Find out more about Lutheran Young Adult Corps by finding us online at lcms.org/YACORPS or on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Lutheran YA Corps.
Mark your calendars for the Scott Credit Union Metro East Home and Garden Show, March 16th and 17th, at and to benefit Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville. The Home and Garden Show is a fundraiser produced by a volunteer parents group with the support of regional businesses and partners. The Metro East Home and Garden Show has something for everyone, from the basement to the roof and everything in between, to gardening, lawn care, and landscaping outside your home. From Fred Bird and fabulous prizes, including a flock of Cardinal tickets, to pre-game field passes, and the opportunity to throw out the first pitch at a Cardinal game this season, courtesy of Seavers Equipment, registration required. And remember, pulled pork, potato salad, and more for sale all weekend long. Show admission, parking are free, courtesy of Element Turf. The Scott Credit Union Metro East Home and Garden Show, March 16th and 17th, is sponsored in part by Liberty Fence, Renown Remodeling, Seavers Equipment, and Woods Basement Systems. Show and exhibitor details can be found at mehgs.org.
Christological, creedal, confessional. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Gloria Day Lutheran, Escondido, California. Christ Our Savior Lutheran, Freeburg, Illinois. St. Peter Lutheran, Indianapolis, Indiana. Zion Lutheran, Dexter, Iowa. Epiphany Lutheran, Door, Michigan. St. Paul Lutheran, International Falls, Minnesota. Faith Lutheran, Ozona, Texas. Messiah Lutheran, Kenosha, Wisconsin. Parkland Lutheran, Tacoma, Washington. Christ Lutheran, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Trinity Lutheran, Tryon, North Carolina. And Holy Cross Lutheran, Albany, Oregon. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to issuesetc.org, click support, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll publicize your church on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal.